Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, indeed. Africa unite, Africa unite.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did he let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways and under, on a magic carpet ride, a whole new world, a new
thank you.
Yes, indeed. A whole new world out there. Well, I just want to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are. This is the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. I'm Paul Henry. I'll be your host for the day. And it's a pleasure being back in the hot seat. I understand the little man with the big shoes, but now I have to climb a big, long, tall ladder to get to the mountaintop. As I'm now sitting in for Mr. Cardinal Mills, who's taken over the reins of this, the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Well, folks, believe it or not, we're into double figures. February 10th, and we're into the Black History Month, the shortest month of the year. But what do we know? We have an extra day. It's a leap year. So we are going to be here for an extra day. So for that, we're saying thank you. We're grateful. That's the way the cookie crumbles. Okay, I'm not sure I'm coming too, so I'm going to make sure. Let's go ahead and play this one. I got a call coming in.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. I will sing for the goodness of God. Well, folks, we are trying to get on the way, and I was told there was an echo. I became an echo chamber. Hopefully, that would have been corrected. So I'm waiting for the other call to say everything is a go, or if I do not hear, I know everything is a go. Well, again, good morning. It's the 10th day of February, and as I was saying, we're into the Black History Month. They gave us the shortest month of the year, but however, God will give us an extra day because this is a leap year. Again, good morning, good afternoon, good night, good evening, wherever you are. This is the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. I'll be your host for today, Ivo Henry, and I'm not only in my big shoes, a little man in the big shoes. I have to take those big shoes and try to get up to the top of the ladder because Cardinal has put the ladder up to the mountain top. So that is where exactly I have to be traveling this morning. Well, I'll play one more before I give you the itinerary. I think I'm going to wait and see if I came through in flying colors. Folks, you know, we are in the hour of the inspirational portion that is dubbed as Kathleen Tweet Specialist. And that's a specialty. And we want to say a hearty good morning to her, along with the others who really, really enjoy the inspirational portion. Well, we go until the top of the hour when sports come our way, and that will be in brief because the heavyweight comes in tomorrow at 3 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Bookmark that page, please. It's going to be 3 o'clock until 6 o'clock in the p.m. That's because of the Super Bowl. We're going to have the Super Bowl coming on, say, about 6:30 in the p.m. By then, we would have settled. We would have got all the opinions of the game and all what have you. Plus, of course, cricket really rules the roost on that show. Heavyweights will be in, so please don't miss that date, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, of course, Kainal's going to come calling, and he's going to greet his special fans. He has many, many fans, but there's some that he regards as special. He will come and say hi and hello to those folks. And, of course, we're going to have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this historical date. Compliment Mr. Audley Watson. That's Marubi's son. Marubi, of course, is of blessed memory. Commentary for us. He always brings something to the fore, something to tickle the mind, sometimes boggles the mind, but nonetheless, he can bring something that is going to enlighten us and educate us. And again, we ask you to be a part of the program, 563-999-3693. And for those of you who are here and you're hearing your numbers, we ask you to share the link and invite someone with you. Just don't come and do it alone. Well, we know it's not only Christmas that is a time of sharing. We do share the Saturday morning entertainment show. And, of course, I'll say a special hello to Mr. Dennis Heat, who we want him to bring some heat in the place because, of course, we hear in the northeastern portion of the country battling the cold. But he is light up someplace in bed. Don't know if he said it's at the foot or the foot is at the head of the table or the head of the bed, but I think he's there in his PJs. Long and short, Murchis is the one who often guesses. Last time she guessed it wrong, he was in his shorts when she said long. So I'm going to leave that to Murchis. But he's there in his PJs. Want to say good morning. Say good morning to Leon Francis as well. He might be listening up. He is taking a little leave of absence on the audible side of it. But nonetheless, he's presence is with us in full force. Well, I think I should, better late than never, I'll offer a prayer. Let's see if we can do something from the top of my head, because we are going to be approaching the royal throne of grace this morning with much gratitude and praise. We just want to thank the Lord for waking us this morning. We know not everyone would have made it through, but for those who has gone to the greater beyond, we're going to say, may the good Lord be with their soul. And for those who are left to mourn, we're going to offer our blessings and condolences to them as well. Well, we're going to move right along. And there are quite a few numbers on here. And I suspect some numbers that I can identify. Matrice, Donna, Mr. Jerome Cutner Richardson is in the house as well. And I look down, there's Dennis there. Do I see Leon? I'm not sure. No, there's a 790 number. I don't identify that one. 786. And the others, well, not familiar at this time. But let me go ahead and say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. So as we get back into the swing of things, let me not do too much grumbling and too much talking, because folks really come and they like to hear the gospel rendition. So let's go higher.
Right back.
Jesus sings.
Send much alongside the door, brothers. Jamaica, leave it. Tell them what I want in life.
Higher and higher.
Bless the Lord.
I'm going higher. Yes, higher.
ever sicken or die. Loved ones will meet in the sweet by and by. Beyond the blue sky, going where none ever seek and or die. Loved ones will meet in the sweet by and by.
Often I've watched the clouds up in the sky. Always I knew they were many miles high. But as they sail out of sight, far away, I said I'm going higher someday.
I'm going higher, yes, higher someday.
And soar through the air. Scarce can the natural eye see them up there. Some seek for fame, which so soon will decay. But I'm going higher someday.
I'm going higher, yes, higher someday. I'm going higher, yes, higher. Beyond the blue sky, going where none ever seek and or die. Loved ones will meet in the sweet by and by.
Then when he calls for his bride, come away.
When the church then,
we're going higher someday.
All right, we are going higher, none stop when I retire. We are past the cloud, we are check the Messiah, brother. We not go reach without the spiritual ladder. I said we are go climb to the other place where we need to go. So everybody get up, we now want to see a town, yeah, get wet up. A time to we set up, ride off be pretty and dress up. Say much or two, but that's them set up. Oh, no.
I'm going higher, yes, higher someday. Beyond the blue sky.
Which part?
Going where none ever seek and or die. Loved ones will meet in the sweet by and by.
Man, St. Matthew, Door Brothers, Jamaica, Nevis, love you.
Yes, that's the Door Brothers out of Nevis. Those great guys, three brothers singing lustily for the Lord out of Nevis. On Sundays, quite a bit of rain in that part of the world. So, try to stay dry, my dear folks. Donna Klein sings for us.
Ooh, 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 ooh,
True love, really love you, Lord. That's Donna Klein out of the British Virgin Islands. Tortola, to be more precise. Real love. Well, I think it's about time we hear from those New Yorkers. Let's see what Donna has to say. Donna, can you give us a report? What's coming out of your area in New York, New York, the city that is so big, they just had to name it twice. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, how about thou?
Yes, in my neck of the woods, it's a sunny Saturday morning. A little bit.
And we are getting you out of bed because I can hear that stretch and that yawn coming in. So that's a good thing.
Yes. Doing fine today.
Oh, very good. Very good. Well, let's see if we can get a report on Mama Babsy. And Mercedes will tell us all about her as well. And in her neck of the woods, you know, she's in the queen. She is the queen of the queens. Mercedes Wallace Nisbet, good morning. How are you doing?
Queely, Weeks, all of those.
Oh, man, I didn't want to take up all the time to call all the names. But anyway,
all
let's stop with Queely and Weeks.
Morning.
And there's more. Henry has to be in there somewhere, you know.
No.
No.
Sorry.
Okay.
As a friend. It's a family
okay.
friend.
All right.
That's a family
good.
Name.
I'll take that, too.
Brown
right.
is
tell
it
us
here?
Yes, tell us about you. We'll start with you, and then we'll hear about Mama Babsy. And you two can tell us about Queens, because we know you're the queen in Queens.
Oh, wow.
Ow.
Well, good morning. Good morning, Donna. Leon
Hola.
Dennis. Cardinal. Good morning to each and everyone. Lynette. And Kathleen. Barbara. And all the lovely people in this world today. Here, my baby. I have a little baby here. Sorry
oh,
about
man.
The noise. She's
that's,
a little young.
That's what, no, we want to hear her too. So if you would stop talking, we can hear the baby. And I'll interpret for those who don't understand baby talk. Okay, she stopped talking, so you can talk now then.
Yes. This morning is a beautiful
morning. Hello here too.
Let's see if he's talking.
Yeah, we went from
sorry
the
about that.
So, no. This is all about
yes,
part of the program.
Saturday morning, sunny and bright today. And for me, I'm on the mend, doing much better than before. And I thank God for that. Mom, you have to give me a break because she's too noisy now.
Okay. Let me go ahead and go on feeding. We'll hear from the cutner. When you get
okay.
a little quiet, it'll come back in. So go ahead and let the baby be on a breast behavior. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Jerome Cutner Witterson, how are you, sir? Where is Mr. Witterson? He's right here. Mr. Witterson, how are you, sir?
I'm not too bad, thank you. I'm listening to our listeners. All the best for
okay.
everybody.
Well, let's get it straight. If you're not too bad, you're just one.
Not too bad.
Okay, I'll take that. All right, well, enjoy. We're going to roll up the hill until 10 o'clock when we would get out of the inspirational portion, which I'm going to regret, to be honest with you. But nonetheless, let's hear something from the wow. I like this group. They really, let's see. Let's go on with this one.
There's a song I I want to do right now that reminds me of my grandmother, and you've heard me tell my story how she prayed me through. When I got saved, when I got delivered from drugs and alcohol, my grandmother, she told me, she said, there's a song I want you to learn. And when you come back to my church, I want you to sing it.
If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be? If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be? He kept my enemies away. He let the sun shine through a cloudy day. Oh, and he rocked me in the cradle of his arms. When he knew my eyes in blood and blood. Oh, if it had not been
my brother back in life, and he told him to live on. to be a witness and a light. I believe real soon he's coming, all his glory and his might. It will surely be a shame not to believe in Jesus Christ.
Yes, indeed, I believe in Jesus Christ. I know you believe in Jesus Christ as well. That is why we pray. You can stand and pray. You can kneel and pray. God is going to hear you no matter your position. So, of course, we're going to ask the Lord, as usual, to grant us safe travels. And we're going to ask him to take the wheel as well. Well, we're going to roll up the hill to 10 o'clock. We're into the inspirational portion. And we know change is coming.
All right. Ooh, yeah.
Ooh. Well, oh yeah. Here we go, y'all. Take a little message out to those of y'all who feel like you're struggling.
Yeah. It's a simple song. And step to me, said, how can you smile when your world is crumbling down? I said, in my secret, when I wanna cry, I take a look around and I see that I'm getting by, and I hold on.
Oh, on the mess I made like only I can do. When I start thinking I'm so far from you, I wake up to hear you whisper, that's not true. Well, good morning, mercy. You call me worthy. Feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good this side of grace. I feel it working. Goodbye to the hurting. You woke me up, put me on my way.
Let your word love shine through me in the night.
Day Star, let your love shine down on me in the night. Well, folks, we have reached to the top of the hour, and here's where we're ending our inspirational portion. And, you know, about now, we usually have sports. David has asked me to hold on. I think that he is coming. Godparents need it. Now, I think I have to be honest that while I wait for David,
a place that's called heaven.
Come on in the meantime.
It's made for the pure and the free. These truths in God's word he has given. How heaven must be. The angels so sweetly are singing. Betrayals and failures destroy.
Sweet. scream, oh, oh, oh.
Come on. of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
We come to praise you, Jesus. We come to praise your holy name. We come to praise you, Jesus. We come to praise your name. We come to praise you, Jesus. We come to praise your holy name. We come to praise you, Jesus. We come to praise your name. Wonderful and marvelous is Jesus to me. Sweeter than the honey or the honeycomb is he. Jesus is real, he will never fail, cause I will trust him on and on until eternity. Wonderful and marvelous is Jesus to me. Sweeter than the honey or the honeycomb is he. Jesus is real, he will never fail, I will trust him on and on until eternity. Someday glory, you will find me. You will find me, you will find me. Someday in glory, you will find me. Sing me a shouting for eternity. Sowing the precious seed, sowing the precious seed. Reaping time is coming by and by. Sowing the precious seed, sowing the precious seed. Reaping time is coming by and by. Him, but I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. Real, real. Christ so real to me. I love him cause he gives me the victory. Many people doubt him, but I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, here is none like you. All of my days, I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My shepherd, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath, all that I have, never cease to worship you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us sing. Bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. Cause I see the joy of the work of your hands. The fairer I love you forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you. Shout to the Lord, all the earth loves him. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down. I
breath. A little more oil in my lamp. Keep it burning. Keep it burning till the break of day. A little more oil in my lamp. Keep it burning, burning. A little more oil in my lamp. I pray. A little more oil in my lamp. Keep it burning. Keep it burning till the break of day. For it is my time to be blessed. This is my time for success. This is my time. My time, praise the Lord. It is my time. It is my time to be blessed. It is my time to be blessed. It is my time for success.
Cardinal, he took a sabbatical. He went to babysit with Matrice and the baby, so he too was missing in action. David know that the Super Bowl is tomorrow and he's gonna light a fire, so he had to get his wood to put on fire. So we're gonna have a feast tomorrow, Super Bowl. So David is gonna bring us support internationally, regionally, and locally. David, I will not say anything about your coming late. Murchis told me your coming is like the coming of Christ. You're taking a long time, but I'm not getting into that. That's between you and Murchis. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Ivor. Good morning. I'm going to say it again. I know you're going to be, you know, Martrice is going to come back at you to say that she did not give you any message. So, you know, I mean, if you want her.
You're
going to
ask Donna, because when Martrice said that, Donna was there and Donna just laughed. You can ask her. She's right there. Donna's right there.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning to the first. Let me say good morning to the ladies. Morning, Martrice, Donna, Barbara, Lynette. Good morning also to my wife, Janet, for allowing me to be on this program here. And good morning to the ladies, wherever they are in the world. As we said, you know, they are the backbone of us, you know. He stood by us through thick and thin, and sometimes even picking up some of the load, or most of the load. So I'd just like to, you know, say thanks to all the ladies, you know, on behalf of the other men. Also, good morning, Ivor. Cardinal, Leon, Dennis, and my good friend Audley. I think I may have gotten rid of him out of here, but we saw that I've been good weather, so I think I might have nudged him out, finally root him out and get him out of here. You know, so we're having good weather. You know, so it's good morning, Cardinal, and has Audley, wherever you are. I know Ivor is probably back up. He's up there in Georgia, so he's not. We're not getting him nowhere near this place anytime soon. So we got rid of both these people out of Florida. Good morning, good afternoon, good night, to the gentlemen, wherever they are.
Well, David, let me say good morning back to you, because you realize nobody else say good morning to you, but I'm going to say good morning, sir.
I did say good morning.
I know, Donna. I hear Donna say good morning.
I did say good morning. Stop it.
You know,
well, you can't blame me for what I heard.
He's up to his old tricks, you know, Donna. So
yeah. Such a compliment, sir.
real, man. You know, as you rightfully said, the excitement is in the year. Security is of presidential style, and even more out there in Las Vegas, where the Super Bowl is going to be held between the 49ers and the Chiefs tomorrow. They say that. I was listening to something that some Americans will bet some $27 billion on some sort of, you know, spot fixing or spot betting, I think it is called, from anything from how many words is going to speak, who's going to miss a field goal, all different kind of things. $27 billion,
Wow.
Spending, gambling, they are betting on the Super Bowl and different aspects of the game. So, good luck to those guys who is going to put out their money on that. And for me, it's just another day. I won't be watching the Super Bowl, which is the team's the best, and hopefully they'll have a successful day, event free. I know the last time it was held here, unfortunately that Monday I ended up at that stadium responding to a gas leak after they had put a stake through the gas line, and after the game was over, they were taking down stuff and pulled that stake out and puncture the gas line. So I remember that vividly. So let's hope they're just incident free. So that's what's happening there for the Super Bowl. As I said, I think it starts at 6:30. And wishing them all the best. Ivor, let's go on to the NBA. Yesterday there were some 6 games played with the Hawks versus the Heat. Hawks coming out on top, 127-121. Raptors and Rockets, we have a very close one. The Raptors 107, Rockets 104. Also the Celtics and Warriors and Wizards, they played. You know, there's just 4 points separating the two teams. Celtics 133, Wizard 129. Onyx got blown away by the Bucks, 122-84. Also, the Nuggets got steamrolled by the Kings 135-1. Who speaks? And Lakers 139, Pelicans 122. Now today, Ivan, there's a number of games on, actually 10 games to be exact, starting at 3 p.m., Thunder's Maverick, 3:30, Pistons Clippers, 6 p.m., Spurs Nets, 7 p.m., 76ers Wizards, Grizzlies and Hornets, Bulls Magic, 7:30, you have Pacers and Knicks, Cavaliers and Raptors, Rockets and Hawks, at 8:30, Suns versus the Warriors, and Pelicans and Blazers play at 10 p.m. Tomorrow there's only two games. Celtics versus the Heat at 2 p.m. and at 3 p.m. is Thunder versus the Kings. So that's what's happening in the NBA, Ivor. You know, go to the Barclays Premier League and match on today. I know Manchester City had won their game that they played this morning. They beat Everton 2-0. We have the 10 o'clock game in progress. We have Wolves and Brentford. That game is nil all. Fulham versus Beaumont. Fulham is leading 1-0. 32 minutes gone into the game. Brighton is leading Tottenham 1-0. Luton Town and Sheffield is nil-all, and Liverpool and Burnley is nil-all. 31 minutes is gone in the game. So Liverpool needs to win to keep, you know, ahead of Manchester City, who overtook them this morning. So, and at 12:30, Newcastle versus Nottingham Forest, and tomorrow's game at 9, Arsenal will play West Ham, and at 11:30, Aston Villa play Manchester United, and then on Monday at 3, Crystal Palace versus Chelsea. So that is what's happening in the Barclays Premier League. We now turn to cricket, Ivor. And we had lost, West India had lost their first one day, not one day, the T20, down there playing against Australia. Let's hope we can get a better performance and the guys can come up with a win tomorrow morning at 3:30 in the morning. That game will be played at 3:30. So we'll have the Australia West Indies. I said I'm trying to bring some scores up from that game. A high scoring game there, Ivor. It's Australia back in first, making 213 for 7. With 70 coming from David Warner, 39 from Josh English, 37 not out from Tim David, and 21 from Matthew Wade. So those are the main scorers there. With 3 wickets going to Andre Russell, 3 for 42 from 4 overs, and 2 for 46 from 4 from Alex Joseph. When was in the bracket, they could only make 202 for Jay, with, I think, the driver to me, Reed, for the top off of the batting, Reed's a very, very poor scorecard. 53 from Brandon King, 53 from 37 Ball, and 42 from Johnson Charles, 42 come from 25 Ball. Bentley King had 7-4 and a 6. Charles had 6-4s and a 6. Yeah, 34 knocked out from Jason Holder. But yeah, Nicholas Puran 18. Rob Manpower 14. Kale 16. Andre Russell 1. Sufrain Rutherford 7. Romario Shepard 2. That's very, very poor of those batting. Not with the start that you get with the first wicket falling at 89, and we could not get over that total. Well, bowling for Australia, Alan Zampa getting 3 for 26 from 4, and Marcus Williams getting 2 for 20 from 20. So that's there. We play tonight, as we play tonight again. But we have the SAT20 final being played now with Sunrise Eastern Cape versus Durban Super Giants. And you know, in the SAT20, all the teams are owned by the India Premier League franchise. Owns all the teams that are playing out there, and they basically had to send a major team over there to New Zealand so they can keep all their players back to play in the SA20. As we talk about that match there, New Zealand against South Africa, it was a one-sided affair with New Zealand getting 511 in that game, Ivan. South Africa could only make 162 from 247. The 511 with 240 was Rachin Ravindra getting 240, and Kane Williamson getting 180. And both of those batsmen was dropped early in their innings. They went on to let them pay. 39 for Glenn Phillips, 27 to Matt Henry, and 20 to Tom Later, 511. With 6 wickets for 119 from 24 when I made going to Neil Brand. I know he didn't expect that to the captain. He didn't expect to bowl so much in that game. And then 2 wickets to Ron Sward. He get 2 for 61. When South Africa batted, they make 162 all out. With 45 with Keegan Peterson. 32 to David Bedingham, and 23 to Edward Moore, 22 to Amza. 162 with 3 wickets to Matt Henry, 3 wickets to Michelle Satner. Matt Henry get 3 for 31 from 14 overs. And Satna get 3 for 34 from 21 over. There's 2 weeks apiece to Kyle Jameson and Rachin Ravindra. He got 2 for 16, and Jameson get 2 for 35. When they batted a second time, Kane Williamson made another 109 from 132 ball. 29. Devon Conway, 179. 2 wickets to Neil Brand again. South Africa back the second time. They could only muster 647. 87 to David Bellingham, 36 to Hamza, 34 to Swad, 34 not total, 31 to Van Thunder. It was the main contributor with 4 wickets going to Kyle Jameson, 4 for 58, and Sagna getting 3 for 59. So they lost to, with that 9-15, they lost by some 208-1. So I said, just to keep their main players at home, they sent a team just like West Indies did down in Australia. They had, I think, some 7 uncapped, 7 or 8 uncapped players, including the captain. I went down.
Yeah, was uncapped. So they lost there. So that's just some of the things that's happening in the cricket. We know with Toronto local cricket and local cricket here, we know World Cup is coming in June. And not only that, 2 years later, we'll have the Soccer World Cup, which some of the matches going to be playing here in Florida into the Hard Rock Stadium, which is not built for soccer.
It's more built for football. And I guess I don't know how they end up with those games playing in the Hard Rock Stadium. I watched soccer in there, which is, it's our football, and it is not good for the game. Not suited, you're too far away. Not suited for the game, I guess. That's where it is. They're having Grand Prix, they're having tennis, so everything seems to be playing there. I was surprised that they did not get the Cricket World Cup in there. But I guess the powers that be, there's no to that. So, and then 2 years later, we'll also have track and field. So 2024, 2026, and 2028. So the events will be going to be held here in the U.S. So let's look at what's happening locally. We have this week, it is Sunday the 11th, so for the Premier League, West Brom beat United. We play Bangor Tigers at 1 and 2. Also, that game starts at 9, also at 9. Kendall Star versus Pretons at Neymar Regional Park North. Neymar Regional Park South to the TGFL Warriors versus Miami Lions. At 10, at John Prince, Palm Beach Hurricane versus Ambassador. Coconut Creek versus South India Tuskers at Trade Winds. Tropics International versus PCC Googlies at the Lauderdale Sports Park. At Mark Brown, U.S. Cricket Academy versus Mark Carr. Young Genius Academy versus Atlantic CC at Brian Piccolo Park North. And I think, Ivor, this is, I saw this young team called Young Genius played last week at Miramar, and the opposition scored, I think, some 300 runs against them in that match. It's a group of youngsters, young kids playing, and they got brutalized there. At 2:30, you have BCC Ignite versus Myrtle Grove at CRBP. 1 and 2. And at 2:30, you had PB versus South Florida. Sunrisers, Titans versus Strikers. And incidentally, PB will play South Florida. Sunrisers at Neymar Regional Park South. And then the North Field, you have Titans versus Strikers. So that's what's happening locally. However, I think Cricket USA will be having a T10 somewhere up there in the U.S. Open T10, April 19th, the 21st, and that's up in Ponciana Cricket Field 1 and 2. So that's something locally coming up there. I'm also getting word that...
April 19th until when, you said, David?
April 19th through to the 21st.
Oh, okay, that weekend, yeah, okay.
Also, I'm getting word that the minor league may play before the majors. And as usual, come...
Have any dates for those?
No dates as yet. And then come, as usual, come May, the weekend of May 24th to the 27th, is the Desmond Lewis Masters up there in Atlanta. So...
Is May 24th, you said?
Yeah, May 24th to the 27th. So that's the Desmond Lewis Masters up there in Atlanta. So, you know, we have, there will be cricket. I think there is the T10 will be coming back after the World Cup is played. I'm getting also word that the Major League will be played here in South Florida this season also. So that's more cricket there in Central Broad Regional Park.
Yeah. When is it T10?
I have no dates on that. I'm still trying to get some info on that, but I know they say it will be coming back plus another tournament there. So after the World Cup...
It's going to be in Broward, you said? Central Broward?
Yeah. So after the World Cup, you should be having the minor league, the major league, and then that T10 tournament, and plus maybe some other tournament. You haven't gotten info on it, just in passing a word that, you know, these things would be up and coming. Maybe I can talk to Mr. Taylor and maybe get some dates, if these are some dates on those up-and-coming tournaments there.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be it for sports, Ivor.
Okay, well, don't go yet. I have two lovebirds on here. I know Cardinal is away with Murchis. They're doing babysitting right now. But we have Lynette and Fillmore Hawkeye lovebirds, they're in. Let me say good morning to Phil and to Miss Lynette Fillmore. Hi,
what?
Phil, good morning.
Yeah.
Phil, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, well, I should be saying good morning to you and Lynette at the same time, since you all came in at the same time, so perhaps you can speak at the same time. Good morning, Lynette.
Hello, good morning. Good morning. Good morning, David. Morning. And Phil, morning.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
Morning. Whoever else is listening.
Mm-hmm. How are you, Lynette?
I am excellent. I have nothing to complain about. I have lovely weather in St. Kitts. It's overcast and cool. As a matter of fact, it was so cold the other night, we had to pull our blankets.
Wow.
So I'm not going to complain.
Yeah,
And I was nowhere in sight.
A lot of the Jamaicans are saying it was cold in Jamaica also. Some people saying they had to.
Yeah, when I checked it, we were as low as 66.
Wow. That is cold.
In Jamaica?
66 in the night. No, in St. Kitts. In St. Kitts. That was during the night, and then by 6 o'clock in the morning, it was only at 69. It was cold. For a minute,
I
was in Canada.
Lynette, this is a family show. What's 69?
It says in the Bible,
David,
there will be signs
David,
and wonders.
I want you to speak to Lynette, please.
What did David say?
In the last
days.
And you're telling David
something
about... Go ahead.
Go ahead.
What? There'll be signs and wonders in the last days. I think that is a sign and a wonder. Because Antigua in 1976, the thing that fell on the roof.
Hail
fell on the roof.
Wow.
We have had hail here too.
Huh?
We've had hail in St. Kitts as well.
Wow.
Lynette said you were trying hail. Phil.
Yeah.
In tickets. But they come in twos, so now all of a sudden Murchis and Cardinal coming in together. Phil and Lynette came in, and now I don't know what's up with Murchis and Cardinal, but they're here together. But David, Cardinal says he has too much Jamaicans around him. He don't really want to send them to you. So if you say anything, he will dig on me.
A question. I didn't hear the question.
Yeah, down there, Ivor, you sure Ivor and Audley wasn't somewhere on that island, because wherever they go, they bring winter with them,
Boy,
so,
I wonder.
You may have to check to see if they were on the island.
I wonder if she would answer correctly and say, if wishes were horses, beggars would ride.
Phil, you like that one? Okay.
Yeah, I like that one.
But some people even they're not there physically, they can be there in spirit, So David, I think you better rephrase your question and ask it again.
But whenever the both of them going away, man, it's winter.
It's winter. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe the past our end, because I'm telling you, night before and last night, wow.
Yep.
And even today, it's overcast all day, and it's so cool. But I like it. I like it. I'm not going to complain.
You like it? You like the cool weather?
Oh, I love it. I love the cool weather. I don't like summers in St. Kitts. Summers in St. Kitts are too hot, really too hot.
But what about the Israeli-Hamas war?
We're gonna talk about that in a little bit, Phil. So I want you to stay, because we have to talk about the Hamas war. We're gonna talk about that.
Yeah.
But we're gonna round out sports here.
Yeah.
Let me just go ahead and round it out, because we want to thank David for coming through with sports in brief, because tomorrow the heavyweight comes in on the cricket show. Mark it down, Phil.
Yeah.
3 o'clock, the cricket show will be on tomorrow, because Super Bowl comes our way at 6:30 in the PM.
6:30,
so,
yeah.
Right, that is Super Bowl. So at 3 o'clock, we're going to have the usual cricket show on a Super Bowl Sunday at 3 o'clock. So be mindful of that. Don't try to tune in at 6 o'clock. They'll be winding down and coming off and saying their goodbyes tomorrow. Do you follow the Super Bowl, Phil? Do you follow the football, American football?
I don't understand it fully. But I know when a team scores. And I know that when they can't solve the problem, they put the ball on the ground and one side kicks it. One side kicks it.
Yes.
That's
I like how you put it. I like how you put it.
Explained to me by a teacher of mine today.
Well, we can have Mertris help you understanding the game if Lynette would allow it. Lynette, would you allow Mertris to explain to
of
Phil?
Course.
Would you give Mertris some time?
Of course. Mertris is my girl. Mertris, you can come right on in.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay.
I thought you said that this is Valentine's and you must be sharing love. Why are you coming here now with?
Wait. Oh, Lord. See what I'm talking about now? David trying to get you away.
Come on in.
David trying to get you away from all this love talk and you're coming up with Valentine's now.
It's Valentine's this week for those who celebrate one day love.
Phil, is she talking to you, Phil?
What? It's nice for her to talk to me like that. Talk
nice.
Love.
Okay. Talk to love.
Love makes the world go around.
Okay.
And if you do not have love,
that's why you should have it every day, not one day.
Brass and a tinkling cymbal. Tinkling gong.
Okay. That's well, I'm going to tell you what. Well, we're going to get to Hamas, but we already thanked David. We're going to do the birthdays, get those out of the way, because Mahubi's son would not be happy if we do not get in the birthdays that he would have compiled for us. So we're going to do that. We're going to have Cardinal Greetis fans, especially Irma, over there in St. Martin. Let me say hello to 721. And
you want me to play happy birthday for you? Or you have it lined up on another?
Oh, Phil, you saved the day. I was going to have it lined up, but I want you to play the happy birthday for us.
Okay.
Yes.
Let me
get
organized here.
Yeah, get yourself organized. And when you're ready, you get the happy birthday.
Make sure you tape it. Make sure you tape it.
Yeah, it's going to be recorded right here.
Okay, good. Coming up soon.
Okay. Well, just before you come, Colonel, come and greet your fans, and we get the birthday right after that. How about that?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear whoever. Happy birthday to you. May the future bring joy. May the future bring joy. May the future
bring joy. Nice, lovely.
Well, hello.
Wow.
Hello, Phil. Next month is my big birthday, and you have to come on and sing happy birthday for me. Okay.
Next Sunday.
Next month.
Next month.
March.
Next month. Yes, I will
sure
sing it for you.
What is it?
I will sing it for you.
Okay, right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
That sounds like a date.
A date? Yeah, I'm trying to hook me up with Lynette, you know. Hmm? Hook me up with Lynette.
That was a match made in heaven already, Phil.
Yeah, I met my friend.
Yeah, we're talking about anniversaries now. We're talking about anniversaries. What are you talking?
What?
This is a new beginning. We're talking about anniversaries for you too.
Anniversary. My birthday is on the 10th of March.
What?
Wow! Wow! And mine is the 16th of March. What a thing!
Oh, the day after the Ides of March. My niece's birthday is on the 15th.
Oh, huh? You're Pisarian. That's why you're so witty. That's why you're so witty, because you're Pisarian.
You see how you guys are compatible?
Pisarian, yeah.
You see how you're compatible?
Yeah.
Phil, I'm
going
to practice the wedding march. I'm going to practice the wedding march. I think I need to do that. You need to officially marry to Lynette. This on-ear marriage. This onion marriage now working.
No, well, somebody will have to say the wedding march to me. I get Paul from Jamaica, the best pianist at 18. She used to go to Juilliard to study. Mm-hmm. But her mother prevented her because she fell in love with a doctor.
Okay.
And,
well, Phil, let's make it official, Phil. I don't need to cut you off.
Yeah.
You were commonly wives, so let's make it official.
Yeah.
So Phil, it's official now, okay? The Pisarians
yeah.
have had a wedding right here on the Saturday morning entertainment show. Cardinal, greet your fans. We do the birthdays. Phil wants to speak about Hamas. But we'll greet the fans. We'll talk about the birthdays, anniversaries, events on this date. And we will roll right into Hamas.
Hamas, yes.
Hamas, yes. Cardinal, come on in.
Yes, good morning to all.
They say... Who is talking about Hamas?
I'm supposed to go. Saturday morning. I'm brought to you by Brazilian Global Post. Now, I got to say, before I read the special signs or anything else, for those who might be interested, Greenwood Island, you know, as a tail end to the sport brought to you by David, Greenwood Island left the field at lunchtime on 215 for 5 with Terrence Ward on 30 and Jamal Hamilton on 68, trying to set a portal, I hope, so that they can see if they can make a go. Today is the last day. Make a go of making, of claiming an outright win against the West Indies Academy. So the match is rolling on. Things looking good. We'll see what happens after that. Yes. So to say good morning to the special fans, I want to say good morning to the people. First up in New York, Mertris, Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Bobby Nisbet. And special prayers go out to Lady Bobby Nisbet as she is recuperating from, we hope, would be her health-changing operation to bring her back to full health and be walking around as joyously as her voice has been. Her spirit has not been daunted, so she's still there up in the thing, but the health challenges. So our prayers and thanks go out to Mommy Bugs. Good morning, Mortis, who is giving us updates on where Mommy Bugs is. I'm going to go over to St. Martin and I'm going to say good morning to Mark Thompson and my good man Carlos over there in St. Martin. And like I always said, the party goes on. You're just not getting a feeling in on what the party is and what it's about. Sometimes it's about nothing. Sometimes it's just about having a party. But have a great party over there, Arma and Carlos, and even while the party with us here on this Saturday morning entertainment show. I'm going to go on over to Sinkets, and I'm going to say good morning to Lynette. And Lynette brought Phil back in this morning, as I heard from Iva. And let you know, Phil, it's always good to hear you. Know that you're okay. But I'm going to say good morning to Lynette and strange weather over there in Sinkets. We have some of that same kind of weather here in the Virgin Islands. The some sort of weather system came in from the west and brought some rain and rather cooler weather with it. So we had something to enjoy. The heat of February and March is not striking us up to this point. Next week here on St. Croix, we're going to have the big show of the year, the culture fair. It's going to be taking place here on St. Croix next week. So all of you who can make it here, come on down and have a great time with us. But on Saturday morning, we're still going to be here with the entertainment show. I'm going to go on over to Nevis, and I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Renford Doerr and his staff there at 2020 Vision Radio, particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. I'm also going to say good morning to all my classmates of class of 72, Tarleton Secondary School, class of 72, and my friend and classmate, Mr. Earl Sargent. I'm going to stick around, but I want to go over to the UK, where I'm going to say good morning to Omel and Michelle, listening to us over there in the UK, waiting around to get some calypso. I'm hoping that they would have got a little taste of a few bars of it this morning, but we're going to go out and play a special calypso because they make that special. Good morning, Omer. Good morning, Misha. I'm going to go over to the channel. On cross the channel, I'm going to go over to Fort Lauderdale. I'm going to say good morning to Marva Jones and my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, brother Malik and little sister Tanaya. Have a great morning with us. I'm also going to go down to the... I'm also going to say good morning to Element. It's Element that is the good fortune to hear from him when we thought that, you know, he might have been in greater crisis. But he's okay. Like to report. And I'm sure he's probably having a great time with us here on the Saturday morning entertainment show. I'm going to go on down to the southwest. I'm going to say good morning to Jerome Cutler Richard. Comes to you that way by way of Sandy Point. I heard Cutler earlier, at least my understanding of it was on earlier. He's probably still on. I wouldn't have checked for that. But Cutler, if you're listening, we'd like to hear. Good morning to you, man. I'm going to go on up to Georgia and I'm going to say good morning to Malik, Yvette, and Barbara. How's the weather? Ivor is back in things, so he's going to keep that weather up there. You hear David announced this morning he got rid of both of them. I don't know who he's talking about. He should got more. Anyway, David say the weather is a little better now, but he has reported the two favorite fans from Florida back up to the northern part of the country where they're supposed to stay and keep their cold. Okay, I'm going to go on over to Melbourne, and I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister, Yvonne. And it's strange enough, I haven't heard from her for a while. I usually get a weekly joke, some funny remark, but I guess, as they say, no news is good news. Even we hope that you're doing great and you're okay. If you want, I'm sure I would have heard right now. And finally, let me say good morning to Kathleen, who claims the inspiration of our household, our favorite section of the Saturday morning entertainment show. But she'll be listening along with the other sections as well. So let's say good morning to her. That said, and say good morning to all of the fans, friends, and supporters of the Saturday morning entertainment show. Stick with us because we still got a little way to go. Back to you,
Ivor. Okay, very good. Let's go ahead and go straight into the birthdays, get it over with, because Phil wants to speak about Hamas.
Oh, yeah. You know, we celebrate with everyone, and we invite everyone to celebrate with us. And so we're going to recount some of the birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today. February 10th, 2024. Okay, it's the birthday of Clayton Lambert out of Guyana. I'm a cricketer. So Kenneth Lindsay Grant, and was an umpire out of TNT. Out of England, John Hampshire, John Brennan, Simon Harmer, George Scrimshaw, Albert Hornby out of the UK. Out of South Africa, Gobo William Ashley, Sinethembe Kiseli. Out of Ireland, Samuel Andrew Britton, John Mooney. Out of Australia, Michael Kasperwitz, Herbert Horden. Out of Spain, Lorne Patrick Burns. Out of New Zealand, Paul Whitelaw. Out of India, Ramdeep Lara Nakum. Out of Bangladesh, Asa Ali Khan. Out of Sri Lanka, Jayasundra Sanjaya. Out of the Netherlands, Ben Cooper. Out of France, Mukhtar Ali Gumlani. Out of the USA, Dusty Singh. Out of Scotland, Stuart Whittingham. And as a special, today is the birthday of another Henry, Shirley, Ivor's sister, over there in England. Let's say good, happy birthday and good morning to Shirley. Bill Kilden's birthday today. That's a tennis player, for those of you who follow the game, Desmond Trice, the African-American opera singer, and she's all of 97. Wow. We've heard about her for some time. Robert Wagner, American actor, is 94. Roberta Flack, remember her? Killing Me Softly, pop singer. Mark Spitz, that swimmer and seven-time Olympic champion, he's 74. Lee Hsien Loong, the Prime Minister of Singapore, he's 72. Australian golfer Greg Norman, two-time major champion, he's 69. Jim Cramer, American television personality, he's also 69. George Stephanopoulos, ABC's World News anchor or reporter, he's 65. Glenn Beck, American radio and television host, he's 60. Laura Dern, American actress, she's 57. Elizabeth Banks, also an American actress, is 50. Uzo Aduba, an American TV actress, she acted in what? Orange is the New Black. He's 42. Justin Gatlin, an American Olympic gold medalist in the 100-meter dash, he's 42. Gervonta Rhodes, actor, is 34. Emma Roberts, an actress, she's 33. Now, in 1542, the throne queen, Catherine Howard, that was one of Henry VIII's wives, his wife. Got to have a Henry in there doing something. Henry VIII, his wife, was transported to the Tower of London prison for her impending execution. Man. Them Henrys do it all the way around, boy. In 1720, Edmund Halley, was appointed the second astronomer in the Royal at the Greenwich Observatory. In 1774, Andrew Becker demonstrates the diving suit. In 1842, Moreton Bay Penal Colony abolished and opened for free settlement the modern city of Brisbane, Australia. You know how them Australians, you know how them English people get to Australia, right? They were sent here to prisons, to penal colonies. Okay, that was one of them. Moreton Bay Penal Colony. In 1855, U.S. citizenship laws were amended, and all children of U.S. parents born abroad were granted U.S. citizenship in 1863. And later on, they keep modifying it because, you know, some black people moved out of the U.S. and had children in other parts of the world, and they say, where you come from? That wasn't meant to apply to you. In 1863, the first U.S. fire extinguisher patent was granted to Allanson Crane of Virginia. In 1870, the Young Women's Association, YWCA, is formed in New York. In 1906, British battleship HMS Dreadnought launches after only 100 days, renders all other capital ships obsolete with its revolutionary design. In 1914, in accordance with the understanding reached by General John Smuts and Mahatma Gandhi, 119 passive resistance prisoners are released from prison in South African jails. In 1940, the first Tom and Jerry cartoon is created by William Hanna and Joseph Barbera, is released to theaters by MGM Studios. In 1942, Glenn Miller and his orchestra was awarded the first ever gold record for selling 1 million copies of Chattanooga Choo Choo. In 1952, India holds its first general election and Prime Minister Jawaharlal Nehru remains in power. In 1954, the U.S. President Dwight Eisenhower warns against U.S. intervention in Vietnam. In 1956, 1967. Laura Ingalls Wilder, an American author, wrote Little House on the Prairie Sky. In 1996, Louisiana State University Pete Maravich scored 66 points despite his team losing to Tulane 101-104. In 1971, Bill White became the first African-American baseball announcer for the New York Yankees. In 1979, Australian former cricket captain Alan Border making his only test of his career of 156 matches when he was named 12th man. In 1990, South African President F.W. de Klerk announces Nelson Mandela will be freed on February the 11th. That's 1990. 1992, Alex Haley, an American author, dies at the age of 70. 1996, Deep Blue becomes the first computer to win a chess game against a reigning world champion. The Russian world champion, Garry Kasparov, eventually won the match 4-2. In 1997, O.J. Simpson jury reached a decision on a $25 million in punitive damages in a civil trial. In 2005, HRH, His Royal Highness Charles, Prince of Wales, announced his engagement to Camilla Parker Bowles. 2005 on February 10th. Those are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today, February 10th. Back to you, Eva.
Okay, we thank you for that. We want to thank my Wubi son, Mr. Audley Watson, for compiling those birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes. We're going to get to Israel and Hamas in a while, but for the lovers, we're going to play a few bars here, and we'll get to that quickly.
Never seen you looking so lovely as you did tonight. Never seen you shine so bright. Never seen so many men ask you if you want to dance, looking for a little romance, give them half the chance. I have never seen that dress you're wearing, or the highlights in your hair that catch your eyes. I have been blind, lady. Never seen you shine so bright. You're amazing. Never seen so many people wanting to be by your side. And when you turned to me and smiled, you took my breath away. I have never had such a feeling, such a feeling of complete and utter love as I do tonight, lady. Beauty by my
tears when I saw you in the arms of someone new. A tear fell when you left me all alone and lonely. A tear fell when you told me that your love was not for me. But I miss you constantly. Is why I say a fool am I? Honey, a fool am I? In love. The teardrop that you stepped on as you walked across the floor was crushed like my forehead when you walk out of the door. A tear fell when you told me that the flame in your heart died. Darling, have I lost you like the teardrop from my eyes? A fool.
Until Phil gets back, we will get your commentary. Phil wants to speak about Israel and Hamas, so as soon as he gets back, we will jump right in. Come on in. Come on.
Okay. I don't make this nice and short. Earlier this week, and we should have been celebrating it, was the birthday of one Robert Nesta Marley. And people would know him by a couple of things. The musical messenger, as a legend, as a man who had left the face of the earth much too soon at the age of 36. Now, I would prefer to remember Bob Marley for his contribution in terms of his effort in raising the consciousness of our people. And he did that through music. But guess what? We thought that music would have been one of the most ideal ways of getting people's attention to what's going on with us as a people who have been subjected to the ravages of colonialism, the ravages of Europeans deciding to assume dominance over our lives and dictate our welfare. He himself fell to something that he critically denounced when he asked, how long shall we kill our prophets? How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? I consider Marley to be bringing one of the most powerful messages in the entire spectrum of his songs and the albums that he prepared. One of the most influential characters in the history of people who have tried to invite us to restore our consciousness. And among them, Marley was a messenger, brought his message to his music. But I rate him with other scholars and philosophers and prophets. He is right there among them. But Marley turns out to be like the Bible, or the prophets that are recognized in the Bible. Many people quote them. Many people glorify them. But few people really internalize their message. And Marley himself recognized that in many different ways. And he brought that out as part of his message. Remember when he sang, a one man a walking, but a billion man a talking. We dance to his music. We claim to respect his contribution. But I don't see where we have embraced the legacy that he has left us with his music. And not just music. And unfortunately, that's sometimes all we hear, because the music was great. But he has some powerful messages with the music. And we thought the music would have been the vehicle that translated the message or transported the message to our people. But somehow, we enjoy the song, we enjoy the music, but the messages that he brought us has either passed us by or we passed it by. Today would have Tuesday, would have marked Bob Marley's 79th birthday. And as a legend, one would think that what he had to say after he died at 36 would have been showing up in the culture of the countries and societies in the Caribbean and in Africa. But as powerful as those messages were, I do not see, yes, there are people who sing the songs there. We enjoy the music. We dance to them. We quote them. But like I say, it's kind of like the Bible. A lot of people quote it. But even those who quote it completely ignore the messages that it tries to convey to us. So, in that vein, I would like to say a tribute to Robert Nesta Marley and the legacy that he has left us in the hope that this legacy would be instrumental to enlighten us, to resurrect our consciousness, and bring us to the point of liberation that we say we would like to have. That's my thought.
Marley died of the tender age of 36, May 1st, 1981. Gone too soon. Well, Phil, you're going to lead the way with Hamas. I don't know if you want to speak about the hostages they're holding or the Israel. See, let me introduce this way because they're troubling the world. Take the reins.
Look more examples.
There's a lot of trouble in the world, and that's is an understatement. But Phil wants to speak about Hamas. I don't know if you want to support the some of the families who are saying that the some of the families of the hostages saying they should fight on, and some of the families say they want Hamas to be defeated, and President Biden and others are saying that Israel has gone a step too far, killing too many civilians. But Phil, I'm going to have you lead the way with this. Morning again.
Ready for me?
Come on in. Yes, come on in. You say you want to speak about Hamas, what's happening?
First of all, let me tell you why America is supporting Israel.
Yes.
Because Israel is the eye of God. Hmm? Israel is the eye of God. Anybody who goes against Israel is lost. If you support Israel, you support God. Hmm? Hamas is trying to get rid of Israel off the earth, but they will not succeed. Israel will destroy Hamas. Hmm? Destroy Hamas. When Elijah was put up against the prophet of Baal in the Old Testament, he put his sacrifice on the altar and the sacrifice burned up. The Baal prophets put their sacrifice on the altar and they wet it down, and it did not burn. Huh? And Elijah make joke about them. Elijah said, where has your prophet of Baal gone? Has he gone on a journey? Is he gone on a vacation? Huh? And Baal, Elijah destroyed the prophets of Baal. Huh? So, Jesus said in the New Testament, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. But there will be no peace till the Prince of Peace returns to this earth. Hmm? And Hamas will be completely destroyed. Netanyahu, who wrote me a letter, a generic letter, he said, it's time for war. And he's going to fight until Hamas is destroyed. In every battle, children are killed. Hmm? So, Netanyahu does not deliberately kill children. They are killed by accident. Hmm? But they're going straight at them. The children going straight at them. Hmm? That Netanyahu and his IDF kill. Hmm? And he's going to destroy Hamas. The head of Hamas was a blind man. Hmm? And he is dead now. And I see the Hamas and Israelis with the empty cups. Empty cups, putting them up in to the people, the government, huh? To get food to eat, huh? Huh? And
they are going to be destroyed because they plan to kill Israelis, take them off the earth completely. Huh? You can't fight against the eye of God. Huh? How can you fight against the eye of God? Huh? Esau and Jacob, God declared enmity between Esau and Jacob. War! And we have to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Because God declared war against, between Israel and Esau. Okay?
Okay. Yes.
Okay? You got the message?
Yes, yes.
Good. Thank you.
Until the philosophy which hold one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war that until they're no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation. Until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes. Mr. War.
Wow.
That until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race. This a war.
War.
That until that day, the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality, will remain but a fleeting illusion to be pursued, but never attained. Now everywhere is war.
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 And until the ignoble and unhappy regime that holds our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, subhuman
bondage,
have been toppled, totally destroyed, where everywhere is war.
War.
War in the east, war in the west,
war
up north, war down south, war, war,
war,
rumors of a war, and until that day, the African continent will not know peace. We are will fight, we find it necessary, and we know we shall win, as we are confident in the victory of good over evil, good over evil, good over
Well, all I have to say is good over evil. I'm not too sure that Israel have any right to take innocent lives. Phil said it's done by accident. I beg to disagree. These are targeted places that there's people directing their guns and bombs and ammunition and what have you. And to me, innocent lives are being lost. I don't think this is the answer. I don't think Israel have any more rights to life than the Palestinians. I certainly don't believe that. I think we are all God's children. But I don't know if it's love. I'll let someone answer this question, and then we're going to head on out of here. Killing can be love. Take care of Michelle and Omel with this one.
Coolie don't care a damn. Coolie don't care a damn. pepper, tal, curry. Coolie drink, push tea, coolie eat badgy. Coolie save money, here we no lottery. Coolie don't care a damn. 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 Coolie eat dollar rice, coolie could sacrifice. Coolie have one fancy, have big insurance. Coolie build big house, coolie have one spouse. Coolie don't care a damn. 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 Coolie mining cow, coolie don't care how. Coolie buy fishing boat, he sell 100 boat. Coolie keep puja, coolie must prosper. Coolie don't care a damn. 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 Coolie run down to town. Coolie didn't stay long. Coolie buy bag of rice. Coolie don't mind the price. Coolie share like he mad. Coolie neighbor too glad. Coolie don't care a damn. 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 Wine up in the chutney. Coolie buy plenty rum, share for everybody. Coolie dingo lay when the taps are play. Coolie don't care a damn. 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 Coolie from roti shop, coolie gone to the top. Coolie open big store, coolie son study law. Coolie come a rel dan, coolie rule in the land. Coolie don't care a damn. 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 Coolie don't care a
Well, here it is. Coolie don't give a damn. Matrice, I see you whining and dancing there. Michelle and Omen over there in the UK. That was for you. Getting close and closer to the end. Tomorrow, remember, folks, at 3 o'clock, the cricket show comes live because Super Bowl comes our way at 6:30. So, Colonel, you have enough time to just...
What was that?
You have enough time to send us home. Just you alone.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm hoping that everyone here will travel home safely if you got to drive. Or whatever you have to do, you have to dance your way home. Yeah, but in any event, it was great having you here with us this morning. And we hope that the rest of today would be a great one, just because you spend the first part of the day with us. And we hope that this great feeling will take you through the week. So until next week, I will bid you so long until another show in about a week or so. Until then. Have a good one.
All right. That's the last word. So again, we see you on the cricket show tomorrow.
Baby, won't you take my hand? Cause the way I feel about your love, it's not hard to understand. Because your love, your burning love, I want you.
I really don't understand why some people show Bye.
3 o'clock instead of 6 o'clock, so be mindful of that. And Wednesday, every day should be love day, but we're going to double the pleasure on Wednesday, February the 14th. So with that, we are going to head on out of here. We're going to say so long, bye-bye, Mr. Jonathan Johnson, I believe.
I trust in you.
Yeah.